Track 4, Galtina of Wyndham. Now, a Christmas edition of Just Talk just wouldn't be worth listening to without a contribution from the much-loved Galtina. So here she is, starting with a poem and moving on to... Well, you'll have to decide for yourselves. Here she is, the naughty gal herself.
How are you together? Well, Christmas is upon us, isn't it? So I thought what I'd do as a little old poem about Christmas in our house in the 60s. I'd wake up Christmas morning, my eiderdown thrown back, and there were all my presents on the floor and in the sack. I normally woke up early and tried not to make a din, but I'd wake my older sister to the sounds of, "Look, her bin!" I'd drag my stuff through the bedroom and jump onto my parents' bed. One by one, I'd open presents and read what the gift tag said. They then got up for breakfast. Our day would be so merry. My dad shot whiskey in his tea and Mum opened the sherry. We didn't have no central heating, but a coal fire, and that was nice. But the insides of our windows were in winter thick with ice. Our traditional dinner was lovely, our table a true Christmas fare. And we'd all mind our teeth with the pudding, 'cause Mum hid a sixpence in there. After dinner we went in the front room, such a treat to be let loose in there. The fire would be lit and the tree would be up. That room was for this time of year. In the evening, more family would visit. There'd be cold meats, Mum's pickles and tarts. As the evening wore on, they'd all comment on which one on 'em done the best farts. As the night grew, I found myself sleepy. My dad would then take me to bed. "Night, night," he'd say in a slurred voice, and he'd kiss me on top of my head. I loved Christmas time back in those days. That weren't just the presents you got. That was more about good times and laughter. And to our family, that means a lot. And another thing I can remember is Mother always liked to get her Johnny and Fanny Craddock cookery books out. And now and again she'd make something what they'd do. And always they'd say, "Go in your kitchen and make it like mine." Well, I got a DVD of them because I thought, do you know what, I missed out on all this. I'm going to have a look what Johnny and Fanny Craddock were all about. Well, they were a husband and wife that did cookery together. And this particular DVD, Johnny, he'd made some sausage rolls. And he said, "Go in your kitchens and try and make your sausage rolls look like Johnny's." And Fanny had made some donuts. She said, "Now, ladies, after watching this, I'd like you to go in your kitchen and make your donuts look just like Fanny's." Here I am again. Now, this is a little poem I done. I got married in 1983, in December. Well, in 1984, I joined the Wyndham Writers Circle. And I thought, well, that'd just be nice for me just to do something, because I do like writing all about squid. So I joined in the November, and they weren't going to have another meeting till the January. So they wanted us all to go off and do a piece. They called it a piece, entitled "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." So I called mine "That's the Night Before Christmas." And I writ this exactly what was happening on Christmas Eve. "That's the night before Christmas." And I sit in my chair, didn't want to go pubbing, I'd rather be here. I stare round my room, and what do I see? A festive commotion, created by me. My trimmings look lovely, and I'm so glad of that, till I see my poor fairy with a tree up her scat. But where else do you put her? That's a fairy's well place, and she's allus got a rum smile on her face. My presents all lie there. I shook 'em and seen 'em. Just one night to go and I'll find out what's in 'em. I got nuts in my dishes and basins to fill, and fruit on the table when no one is ill. My husband's a rummin', he sit here a squawkin'. He's glad I'm a writin', that stopped me from talkin'. I'm a hid with my bacon, but that's nothing new. So fast think tomorrow there's nothing to do. My sprouts and my parsnips are left out in water, and he stuffed the turkey, he don't think I oughter. That's been a rum week leading up to today. We've been rushing about, giving presents away. Best to give than receive, a word's often said. But it's nice to have something on the end of your bed. Be it big or small, oval or square, I'm happy with something, just to show me you care. I don't like to be greedy, that send my heart sinking. That's the thought that count, so I sit here a-thinking. I soon better get ready to go off to my bed. Do I'll meet the old man all dressed up in red. Then with my head on my pillow, I'll take time to remember the birth in the stable on the 25th of December. Oh, what about that? Cheerio together.
Thank you, Tina. What can I say?